It's Erev Chanukah, it's Erev Yontif, Parshas Miketz. Ketz Tom L'Choshech. There's a Torah from Reb Leib L'Egas Chusi Yolainu. That the Inyan of the Ner Chanukah, that Mikah Hadin is lit by the Pesach of the house on the outside. Medina de Gemara, that's where it's lit. That the Inyan is that Yaakov Avinu was standing outside his house and was looking, where's Yosef HaTzadik? What happened to Yosef HaTzadik? And the Inyan of lighting the Ur outside the Pesach Abayis is our way of trying to find Yosef HaTzadik. It's a Torah from Reb Leib L'Egas. There's a chiddush that we have in Halacha by Ner Chanukah that we don't see anywhere else. Haroya Ner Chanukah, Haroya Ner Shal Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. It's Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel. Haroya Ner Shal Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. Birchas Haroya. That when you see the Chanukah candle, you make a bracha. Shos Nisim Lav Zayne Bayom Mehem Zman Ezer. The Tosfos and Sukkah is on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and there Tosfos is wondering. We don't have such a thing. Haroya Sukkah Mevarach. That if you see a Sukkah, you make a bracha. You see a lulav, you make a bracha. There's no such thing. Tosfos has three answers. The first answer is Chavivus Hanes. Chavivus Hanes. Which we find this nusach of Chavivus that the Rambam uses also in the Mishnah Torah by Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Chavivihi Ad Mo'od. Again, we don't find Mitzvah Sukkah, Chavivihi Ad Mo'od. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Chaviva. Beloved, treasured, Ad Ma'od. And the Chavivus we see is connected to this inyan of seeing the Ner Chanukah. The Divrei Chaim, Schus Yogen Leinu, in many places in the Sefer, the Divrei Chaim writes, Ikke mitzvahs Ner Chanukah hu ha-ri'iyah. The Ikke mitzvah Ner Chanukah is ri'iyah, is seeing the Ner Chanukah. And the tzaddikim, as you know, would sit, the Divrei Chaim was known, I mentioned last week, the Divrei Chaim would sit for 6 hours at least by the Ner Chanukah, say by the Beditshva, 7-8 hours by the Ner Chanukah. And they saw that the Divrei Chaim didn't even wink that entire time. He was with his eyes wide open. Which ain't lona rishus l'shtameish behem, ela l'roisam bilvad. Ela l'roisam bilvad. The inyan of Chanukah is l'roisam bilvad. And therefore it's brought down in the Avodas Yisrael from the Kuznets HaMagid, that through looking at the Neris Chanukah, one is able to lesaken kol echad mashapogam me'oida b'ri'iyas ha'ay. That by looking at the Chanukah candles with the right kavanas, a person is able to repair all of the damage that he caused in his life through ri'iyas ha'inayim. All of the damage that was caused by what we've seen in our lives. The Kuznets HaMagid, did he know, could he have known with his Ruach HaKodesh, what was going to be the ik and the sign before Mashiach comes? Pagam ha'inayim. But the eyes of our generation have seen. So l'sakin kol echad mashapogam me'oida b'riyas ha'ayin, says in Kuznets HaMagid. What's the yisayid hadava of this inyan of ri'iyah on Chanukah? So let me share with you a sentence or two from the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim and Chanukah. V'hinei be'emes im hoylech odom achamare einov chas v'shol yipol bereshes. Divrei Chaim says that if chalila a person follows what he sees with his eyes, he'll fall into the trap. K'mayim ra'kosuv leisasuach levachim achamare einechem. V'ak ikil lahavchin hadover b'chochma. V'zegam kein mikri re'iyah. Divrei Chaim says that there are two ways of looking at something. One is simply with one's eyes, ri'ya ba'alma. The other is called seeing with chokhma. K'may shomer chazal, the Gemara says in Ksubis, roya ani is divrei admoin. We have it in many places in Chazal that roya ani, I see the point that you're making. That's not seeing with your eyes. You're not talking about eyes. You mean I see what you're saying. You don't see what the person is saying. Seeing means chokhma. It means I truly understand what you're saying. Roya ani es divrei admon. V'hainu ri'yas ha'chokhma, the Divrei Chaim says. It means ri'yas ha'chokhma. Da chokhma hu koyach ma ha'koyach shol ha'ri'ya. Chokhma is the koyach to see things be'emes. To really, really see something for what it really, really is. V'ina hi'evonim yimach shomam, he writes, Rotsu lefato yistavavenu lashkiach midivrei Torah v'leilech rak achar masha hateva roya. The whole inyan of Yovan is to cause us to follow what we see with our physical eyes. What we see in that first way of ri'ya, of looking. Therefore, Chazal say, "Choshchu einayim sheYisrael." The Yevonim damaged our eyes. They brought darkness to our eyes. Lizeh mitzvah hu beri'iyah. The Rechaim says, therefore, the mitzvah of Chanukah is beri'iyah. We don't find anywhere else there's such a mitzvah of haroya. Lizeh mitzvah hu beri'iyah. Hain lekadei shari'iyah means to lift up one's way of looking, one's way of seeing things. Shaloi leilach achar ro'ois ha'ayin hagashmi. Not to be misled by what the ayin hagashmi, the physical eye, is seeing. Rak mashen nira b'chochmas ha'toira ha'nikra'or. But to look at everything in the way of chochmas ha'toira, that is called Or. So B'kitzur, the Divrei Chaim is telling us that there are two ways of seeing. There's Ri'iyas Ha'inayim. The eyes see. The physical organ, the physical eyes see. The Metzius, the reality of that which is before the eyes. That's the first way of seeing. And the second way of seeing is Ri'iyas HaChochma. Seeing with the seichel, with the mind's eye, not the physical eye, but to see beyond what the eyes see, to see with the seichel, with chochma. And here we have a teaching from Rabbi Leib Leeger's son, Rabbi Avram Leeger. Rabbi Avram Leeger has a beautiful, beautiful sefer, Shevet Miyehuda. It's not so easy to get. It was reprinted a few years ago, but hard to get. Around 12 years ago, I spent a lot of money to get an old copy from the first printing of the Shevet Miyehuda, and 3 days later, the new ones came out for like $12. The Shevet Miyehuda. It's just on Breishis and Shmeis. That's all we have. So there in the Shevet Miyehuda, Rabbi Avraham Leeger talks about the Pasuk V'chol Ayin, or we say in Davening, V'chol Ayin L'cha Tetzape. V'chol Ayin L'cha Tetzape. that the einayim, v'chol ayin l'chot etzap, the eye of a Jew, the eyes of a Jewish person, l'chot etzap, a longing for you, are filled with a longing for the Rabbanu Shleilam. And Rabbi Avramle explains that we see by the first zivig that's described in the Torah, the first zivig, the first shidduch that's described by Riches in the Torah is of course Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu. And what's remarkable, the Shevet Mehuda points out, is that everything is revolving around the Ein Hamayim, the fountain of water, the well. Hine Anoichi Nitzav al Ein Hamayim. Va'ovai Hayoim, Eliezer says, Va'ovai Hayoim el Ha'ayim. Vatered Ha'ayna. Now, of course, the simple pshat of ayin in the context of that story, the simple pshat means ayin is a ma'ayan, a wellspring, a ma'ayan. But Rav Ramla Eger says that by the first zivig, by the first chosn kala of the Torah, everything is about the einayim, the einayim are a ma'ayan of chokhmah to be able to see in a real way. And therefore, Rabbi Avraham Eger says that the nisayin of Rivka, the test of Rivka Imenu was, what kind of eyes do you have? The others have certain kind of eyes. The eyes of the others are the eyes of v'chol ayin l'cha tetzapa. V'chol ayin l'cha tetzapa. The einayim that the Divrei Chaim is talking about, chochma, roya ani is divrei admai, roya ani is divrei ploy. What kind of eyes, Rivka, what kind of eyes do you have? You know, the Chazal say that kala she'enei yofo is a kala whose eyes are beautiful. She's entirely beautiful. So the test was al ein hamayin, vatered ha'ayna, v'ova hayon el ha'ayin. Whether Rivka Imenu had the eyes that were necessary for her to be part of building Am Yisrael, to be want to be our mother, to have the eyes of a Jewish mother. What are those eyes? What does that mean? V'chol ayin l'cha tetzapeh? When a person opens his eyes, he sees the Metzius that's in front of him. When a person closes his eyes, for instance, Rabbi Nachman Schussler talks about when a person feels some sharp pain. The nature of a person is when he feels sharp pain that he closes his eyes. And why is that? Because Rabbi Nachman says that when a person experiences some sharp pain, the only way that he can continue is by not looking at the Metzius that's in front of him because it hurts too much, but by closing his eyes to be able to enter into that world of v'chol ayin l'cha tetzapeh, of eyes that are able to see b'chochma that there's life beyond this pain, that there's something more important, there's something deeper. The eyes that are open are able to see what is present in the Metzius right now. The eyes of Chol Ayin L'cha Tetzapeh are able to see that which hasn't yet transpired. What does that mean? When I spoke about the eyes of a Jewish mother, every teacher in the world can say that this child is no good and has no potential. But the mother lives in a different world, v'chol ayin l'cha tetzapeh. More than any other person in the world, the mother sees not the Metzius. She closes her eyes to the Metzius of how this child is conducting himself the present time with what you see with the eyes. Everybody else sees the child with the fleshige Augen, with the physical eyes. The mother sees the child in the way of a chol ayin lechotetzapa, with what the child can be, not with how the child is acting right now. Therefore, the Ner Chanukah, the inyan of the Ner Chanukah, is to enable, as the Divrei Chaim says, is to enable a Jew to enter into that way of seeing. Ein lona rishus lishtamesh b'hem ela l'roisam bilvad. And the tzaddikim, the Bnei Yisrael brings down from the tzaddikim, he brings from Pinchas Karutz and other tzaddikim, that by the Chanukah candles one is able to access the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light of creation. It means that through the Ner Chanukah, a person is able to come to see not who he is right now, but who be'emes he would like to be. And what kind of a life? Not the life that he's living right now, which could be filled with ugliness. According to the eyes that see this world, it could be a life that's filled with ugliness. But with the Ner Chanukah, which Shevet Yehuda says is the Ner, the candle of Echol Ayin Lecha Tetzapeh. The way that Yitzchak and Rivka saw each other. And the way that became the Nisayin of Rivka Imenu, of being able to see what could be, not what is. So now we understand, and this is what the Divrei Chaim is saying, that Choshech is Yavan. Chazal say that Choshech, darkness, is Yavan. Choshech v'neim shal Yisrael. And the Divrei Chaim said the Choshech of the eyes was Leilach rak achemasha hateva roya. When a person looks at the Gemara and he says, I can't understand this. And he learns the Gemara once and twice, he says, I'm not capable of understanding this. Then that person is looking at the Gemara with Greek eyes. And that's why it looks like Greek to him. But when a person looks at the Gemara with the eyes of Rivka Imenu, of a chol ayin lecha tetzapeh, an eye that's filled with longing to see in that way of chachma, roya ani, then he's able to see way, way beyond what he thought he could. If a person looks at everything in his life with the eyes of Yavan, then he has no hope to become anything. And he sees himself, and he measures himself entirely by the way he looks under the Ur HaShemesh, by the light of the sun. And by the light of the sun, it's not too pretty. He sees all of his ugliness and all of his blemishes and all of his faults and all of his weaknesses. The kid said he sees the opposite of Yosef HaTzadik. He's not able to see the Tzadik. He's not able to see the Tzadik of him, of who he is. But at some, he's not able to see on other people either. He looks at the whole world in the eye and raw, in a dark way, in a yavendika way. Not by what the world can be and what people can become. He sees everything with freedom. It sees that you see under the sun. Tachas HaShemesh. So now the Chashmonaim did an amazing thing. The Chashmonaim went to war. Now, lefi ro'os ha'ayin hagashmi, according to how the physical eye sized up the world at that time in Eretz Yisrael, the Chashmonaim had to be crazy to go to war. It wasn't shaykh that they should be able to be victorious in such a war. It wasn't possible. From the perspective of those eyes, where the Divrei Chaim says, Leilech rak acha masha teva roya, Leilech rak macha acha sha teva roya, according to what the teva was showing at that time of the Chashmonaim, the Jewish people were never going to support them. It wasn't possible to make an uprising against Yavan. The whole world had already become Yavindik. So how did the Chashmonaim rise up and win? Because they didn't have the dark eyes of Yavan, they had the eyes of B'chol Ayin Lecha Titzapeh. Therefore they were able to see, not by the way that the newspapers are describing the Jewish people, when now you look at newspapers, unfortunately Jewish newspapers also, that they have such depressing and pessimistic way of describing Ki'ilu, if there's a Jew that the government did something bad, which is terrible, that a Jew stole, or a Jew did something that was disgusting, Ki'ilu, this is who the Jewish people are. This is what's become of Am Yisrael. And everybody's walking around saying, look, this is Am Yisrael. What it says in the newspaper is Am Yisrael. The Chalayin L'chot Tzapa means that you're able to close your eyes for a moment. And you're able to say Birchas Haroya. And Birchas Haroya is what? She'osu nisin la'avoseinu ba'yom mahein b'zman hazeh. And the Sforim say that ba'yom mahein means it's talking about Mashiach's side. That a person is able to do this. That bizman hazeh, in this moment that I'm in right now, if I close my eyes, I'm able to bring into my life right now, yomim ha'ahim, those days, when the full beauty of Am Yisrael will be revealed. By yomim ha'ahim, I could bring right now into my life, bizman hazeh. That's why you see that in Lukut HaMiran, Rabbi Nachman ties the whole Inyan of the Chet HaMiraglim, he ties together with Chanukah. I'm not going to go into that now. Because the whole Inyan of the Miraglim was that they saw things, they saw the Metzias, they were describing the Metzias. And what they said was true. And that's what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. It was a place that was scary. There were things that were difficult in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz, Echelis, Yashver, B'chul, B'chul. But the chait of the Meraglim was that they didn't have the eyes of a Chalayin L'chot Tzapeh. And that's why Chazal say about the Meraglim, Omru b'fiyya mashalei ro'u b'einehem. What do you mean mashalei ro'u b'einehem? They were describing, they gave an accurate report, just like they give an accurate report in this Jewish paper, in that Jewish paper, and in the other papers, they give an accurate report. And yet it says about the Meraglim, Omru b'fiyya mashalei ro'u b'einehem. They were saying things they didn't see with their eyes. It doesn't mean their physical eyes. They were reporting what they saw with their physical eyes. But a Jew is supposed to have eyes that are called eyes of Rivki Menum Chalayin L'chot Tzapeh. And that's why the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is Ben Peiras Yosef, Ben Peiras Alei Ayin. The whole beauty of Yosef HaTzadik is Alei Ayin, Oile Ayin, Chazal say. And that means that Yosef HaTzadik was living, he lived through unbelievable difficult nisyonos. Terrible nisyonos, what happened to him with his brothers, what happened to him in the bar, what happened afterwards with the Eishes Potiphar. Horrible, horrible nisyonos. And if he would have gone by what he saw with his eyes, he would have never ever become Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore by Yosef HaTzadik it says, B'nai Tzad Alei Shor, that the bonus, the girls were climbing Alei Shor, means to see him. And Chazal say, Ma Alei, what does he mean, Mahu Alei Shor? Hashem said, I'm going to pay this tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik, the schar, for the eyes that he had. That he was an oila ayin. He could have looked at things just with his physical eyes, the eyes of Greece, which the gematria is brought in of Yosef is Melach Yovan. He could have looked at things in such a way. But instead, he looked at things with the and what's the reward, what's the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yosef HaTzadik, the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. So everybody knows, Shonu Rabu Seinu, that even though when it comes to Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim, Kochim Kalim are eaten, Toich HaChayim, Lifnim, Mechaymas Yerushalayim, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but by Mishkan, by the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, which is in the chelik of Yosef, Eichlin, you eat kachim kalim, what? B'chol haroya. And it b'chol haroya. And you can go on a tiyul there by Shiloh, and they even have ancient places that were marked where there are stones there, where there were those places where B'chol HaRoi, where you were able from there to see the Mishkan. And the din is, by the chelik of Yosef, you could eat kachem chalim B'chol HaRoi. From where you see Kedusha, even though you're not in Kedusha, but you're looking at Kedusha, you want it, you're seeing it, you're looking forward to it. That's the reward of Yosef HaTzadik. Shaloi holach acher einav. Because Potiphar's wife said, the einayim of Yovan. And Yosef HaTzadik says, alei ayim. And that's when he became Yosef HaTzadik. So Chanukah, the ikat feel of Chanukah is that a person can look at himself. He can look at his wife, he can look at his children, he can look at his friends, he can look at Bechlal, at the Jewish people. In a way of Choshech, the eyes of Yovan, which is Einayim Lehem V'lo Yiru, eyes that don't see the truth. They see the Teva, they see the Gashmis, but they don't see the truth. Or you're able to say Birchas Haroya and to look by Yom Ha'im Bizman Hazeh, even though in Gashmis we see things Bizman Hazeh, you can see that your child is not so gewaldig, or your wife is not so gewaldig in the way that you were expecting and hoping and so on. But V'chol Ayin L'chot Tetzap is by Yom Ha'im Bizman Hazeh. It's a different way of looking at things. One of my chavayim showed me a beautiful story that was brought down in a book that just came out, a very beautiful book that came out, where he talks a little bit about this Indian V'chalayim L'chot Tetzapa. He doesn't bring the whole V'chalayim and all that we're talking about, but he brings about the Yisoid of V'chalayim L'chot Tetzapa, and he brings a Maisa from the Rebbe Baruch Meshbisa. The Maisa is like this. That the Rebbe Baruch Meshbisa was once visiting some of the Chassidim in Jitome. And the Rebbe Baruch was walking on the street, and he saw on the other side of the street there was a Jew, looked like a schlepper, and he saw this Jew, and the Baruch Meshbitz saw coming from this Jew a tremendous light, and he ran after him, and on the spot he said, do you have a daughter? And the man says, yes. Or do you have a son? And the man says, yes. And the Baruch Meshbitz says, I have a daughter. You want to make a shidduch? I don't know how he went home and told the Rebbe about this, but that's what happens. You want to make a shidduch. So the Yitz, the Baruch Meshbitz says, shidduch. And they made the Tanoim, he made the Tanoim, they made a Shidduch. The whole town was going crazy, Shetomer. How could it be such a thing that the Rebbe Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson, that the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz made a Shidduch with this guy, and people told Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz, you know who this person is? It happened years and years ago that this guy stole something, and he admitted that he was a ganav, and they tied him up to the back of a wagon, they were pulling him through the town, and people throwing things at him and laughing at him, and that's who you took for a Shidduch. Baruch Meshbitz said this, I have good eyes and I know exactly what I'm looking at, and that's the shidduch that I want with this Jew. Okay. When it came time for Baruch to leave Jitama, he went to say goodbye to the almana of the Or HaMeir from Jitama, the big tzaddik, the Or HaMeir. The Or HaMeir had passed away a few years ago, and his Rebbetzin was there, and Baruch Meshbitz went to say goodbye to him. And when he walked in, the Rebbetzin said, or Amayas Rebbetzin said, Matov Mazler Baruch, I heard you made a gevaldig shidduch. He made a big shidduch. So Baruch says, Taka, why do you say that? Mazler Tov, why? So she said this, you should know that years ago, when that Jew, when you made the shidduch with that Jew, and that Jew, when they were taking him on the wagon and they were pulling him through the street, that my holy husband, the Or HaMeir, was looking. And he watched and he said, he didn't steal. He covered up for somebody else that stole in order to save that person's life, because that person wouldn't be able to deal with this. And he didn't steal. He was covering up for that person. And my husband said, and you will see that the test of this that will prove that I'm saying the truth is that years from now, a big tzaddik is going to come to Jitomer and he's going to make a shidduch with this yid. A tzaddik looks at the world in a different way. Those are the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. Those are the candles of Chanukah. That's Birchas HaRoi, of what a Jew is, be'emes, be'emes. But we're being schlepped around by some wagon, and the world says, you're a ganav, you're this, you're this, you're that. The eyes of the Tzadik, of the Or HaMeir, the eyes of the Tzadik are different eyes. And Hashem Yisbarach should help us. Every tefillah we say b'sechazene einenu b'suruch l'tzin rachman. We should be zoichim et Hashem that even now we should be zoichim to be able to see that. But it's not enough just to see it with the eyes of chalayin chatzapa. We should be zoichim to see the gula shlemu with our physical eyes, and it should be b'karav mehem yomenu amen v'amen.